Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Will it be Josh Shapiro? That, of course, is the question. It's Josh Watch. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. The most hilarious title I've ever seen in my life. After a week spent covering Josh Shapiro, yelling and screaming and acting desperate as possible and putting on fake Southern accents, and I have seen Donald Trump with my own hands, and Kamala, I beg you, please pick me, Kamala. Philadelphia Inquirer title, Inside Josh Shapiro's Under the Radar Campaign to be the Democratic Vice Presidential Nominee. Under the radar? Under the radar? The only way you can get more obvious is if you crash the plane into a mountain. Under the radar? What are you talking about? But it's amazing. The branding on Governor Josh Shapiro's political emails changed last week from Shapiro for Governor to Governor Shapiro, with an image of an American flag. It was a subtle but telling change, the Inquirer says. Shapiro wasn't running for governor anymore. Now, he's probably going to wind up, everybody says he'll be the pick. I don't know. I can't predict these things. I don't care enough to predict. But it's funny because, you know, they go on about Shapiro in this article and how subtle this is. How he's hit the campaign trail, attending 3 rallies in 4 days for Harris and speaking with the crushes of reporters who showed up to his governor's office events. He took every question but avoided direct discussion of the Veep stakes, simply praising Harris and repeating that he didn't want to put undue pressure on her extremely personal decision. By the way, this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. As the announcement nears, Shapiro's last week in the spotlight has illustrated his careful but purposeful messaging style. It also previewed how he might stump across the country if selected and showcase the fans he already has and the progressive critics who could challenge him. There was another piece in the Inquirer. What's working for and against Shapiro in the Veep stakes? Josh Shapiro is a pro-Israel governor of a swing state and has supported school vouchers. Will this hurt or help him? Well, considering he's basically walked back every position he's ever had. Now, he met with Harris's team on Wednesday, according to two sources familiar. And she's going to debut her running mate in Philadelphia. And, of course, now, if it's not Josh, that's going to be really, really awkward. It's going to be at the Lacouris Center, the historic shrine to college basketball. Temple University's 10,000-seat basketball arena, which, by the way, Donald Trump did a rally there not too long ago, as you know. And that's going to be held on Tuesday, apparently. That would be awkward if Josh is up there and she's like, and it's not you. And I'm giving the golden rose to somebody else. And some other articles. Jewish lawmakers groan at Genocide Josh campaign from Axios. But nothing about the sexual harassment lawsuit surrounding his former aide and the non-disclosure agreement with that woman and everything else. I mean, the media doesn't cover that, obviously. In all the stories in the Politics PA that I have here in my stack, that doesn't seem to come up. By the way, Pennsylvania's long-running dispute over dates on mail ballots is back in the courts. I'll get into that with you in just a memento as we continue our fourth and final hour. But this story from Axios here, a campaign to scuttle Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro as a Democratic vice presidential prospect, largely over his support for Israel, is facing pushback from Jewish members of Congress across the political spectrum. The uniquely fierce opposition to Shapiro, who is Jewish and whose views on Israel are similar to other potential VP candidates, is an all too familiar dynamic for some Jewish lawmakers. Representative Greg Landsman of Ohio told Axios, I think there is that sense that somehow we're not objective on Israel because we're Jewish, which is just not true or fair. Hey, dude, it's because your party hates Jews. Not all of them. I don't mean they hate all Jews. I'm saying they hate a lot of Jews. And I don't mean everybody in your party. I just mean a lot of them. So there are a lot of members who are pro-Israel who have been protested against. I think as Jews, it feels particularly intense and personal. Well, that's your party, man. They're freaking nuts. Yeah, everybody labels the Donald Trump as being a racist and an anti-Semite. Why? I mean, you've got Democrat kooks who are protesting Jewish lawmakers simply because they're Jewish. I'm sorry, last time I checked, that's literally the textbook definition of anti-Semitism. It's like, oh, why am I protesting you? Because you're Jewish? Right. That's literally anti-Semitism. That's the very definition of it. But we don't hear any cries about Nazi Germany, or we don't hear any things about how, you know, camps are returning or anything like that. They just ignore it. The only reason why they're even writing about it now is because they want to try to help Josh Shapiro get the nod, because they think it's going to help her win Pennsylvania. A campaign called No Genocide Josh, reportedly led by left-wing activists, is pressuring Harris to reject Shapiro as her VP pick. So you go to nogenocidejosh.org. Kamala Harris will assuredly be the new Democratic nominee. And now she needs to gain the trust of working-class progressives and young voters. It is in Harris's and the Democrats' best interest to listen to their base and ensure that both their new VP pick and their platform support the majority of Democrats and Americans who want social and economic justice for workers. That's a translation for Marxism. And an immediate ceasefire in Palestine. Josh Shapiro has compared peaceful protesters to KKK ralliers. He's opposed to ceasefire in Palestine. He's promoted private school vouchers and has covered up a sexual harassment scandal in his own office. Well, the last part is 100% true, of course, no doubt about that. So here's the statement from nogenocidejosh.org. President Biden did the right thing by dropping out. Aside from his health concerns, his record on international economic issues has left much to be desired. Vice President Harris will surely be the new nominee, and now she needs to gain the trust of working-class progressive and young voter kooks. Well, I'm adding the kooks. She can start by committing to supporting an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and an end to the illegal occupation of Palestine. Israel is conducting an ongoing genocide, and we must do everything in our power to stop it. These are crazy people. Shapiro supported a GOP proposal to send $100 million of taxpayer dollars to private schools And they link to an article from WHYY. Mediaite has a link of Josh Shapiro saying, completely out of control. Pennsylvania governor slams pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia, urges the school to restore order. So for that reason, nogenocidejosh.org links to that. And then, of course, the big story, which is being covered up by the corporate media, which is, I think, the most damning of all these things. Well, it's all damning because the Democrat Party is so freaking nuts that the fact that he's Jewish is literally the impediment here. Let's be honest. It is. That's what it is. It's what it's, they're not saying it out loud, but that's really what it comes down to. They're protesting the guy because he's Jewish. Shapiro has continuously opposed a ceasefire and has censored his own staff from speaking up about Gaza. But it is the sexual harassment scandal that is the thing that I think should be the thing that does him in. Governor Josh Shapiro's office quietly settled sexual harassment allegations against a top aide. A top aide to the Pennsylvania governor was accused of sexually harassing a female staffer. The settlement included a confidentiality clause. Spotlight PA wrote about this. Why doesn't that confidentiality clause immediately go away? Governor Josh Shapiro's office quietly entered into a settlement agreement to resolve allegations of sexual harassment against one of his most trusted senior aides weeks before the staffer resigned. The settlement contains a clause that bars both sides from discussing the allegations, according to two sources familiar with the agreement. The sources were not authorized to publicly discuss the settlement and requested anonymity. Use of such clauses has come under such intense scrutiny after a wave of high-profile sexual harassment scandals in recent years. Hey, they're also trying to put Donald Trump in prison over a non-disclosure agreement, just for the record. And that's not even a sexual harassment thing. Stormy Daniels has been on the record saying, I was never sexually harassed. It was completely consensual. Spotlight PA was not able to immediately determine the amount of the settlement, but has made a formal request for that information under the state's public records law. Wonder if they'll get that. The agreement has effectively created a wall of secrecy around the allegations against Mike Vareb, one of Shapiro's most trusted staffers, and how the administration handled them. Vareb resigned late last month after a copy of the complaint, signed by his accuser, obtained by Spotlight PA and other news organizations, began circulating at the Capitol in Harrisburg. In the complaint against Vareb, who served as Shapiro's liaison to the state legislature, a former female subordinate alleged that earlier in the year, he made inappropriate, lewd, and sexually suggestive comments. Spotlight PA is not naming the woman who made the allegations. Neither the governor's office nor the accuser's lawyer, Chuck Pascal, has confirmed or denied the existence of a settlement. The governor's spokesman, Manuel Bonder, reiterated that the administration takes harassment and discrimination allegations seriously and has robust procedures in place to promptly and thoroughly investigate them. Great. Let the woman speak. I mean, if she's going to be the VP, I mean, if he's going to be the VP, don't you think that this woman has a right to come out and tell her story? The fact that the corporate media is not going all in on this, demanding this, that you don't have the feminist groups out there demanding that the woman be allowed to speak. Break the sexual harassment bar against her and let the woman talk. Right? Let her speak. Let her talk and let her tell her story. Why don't we do that? I'm curious about that. Oh, I know. Why? Because it's probably true. I mean, if it's not true, then let us know. The sexual harassment allegations have presented the most serious crisis to date for Shapiro, a Democrat who built his reputation as a staunch advocate for survivors when he was state attorney general. Republicans, led by state Senate president pro temp, Kim Ward of Westmoreland County, the first woman to hold that leadership role, have questioned the timing of Reb's resignation, noting that it occurred months after the woman first leveled the harassment accusations. Ward, whose relationship with Shapiro has chilled in recent months, has also raised the alarm about workplace practices in the governor's office and, in a news release last month, questioned how taxpayer funds are supporting this issue. And they wanted to have a legislative hearing to more deeply examine the matter. This is kind of a big deal. The Democratic governor has discussed the allegations only in the broadest of terms. At a news conference on October 5th, he said his administration has an independent, robust process for investigating allegations of misconduct, one where any employee should feel comfortable coming forward and that voice will be heard. He also said that when allegations do arise, quote, you owe it to a witness, you owe it to a complainant, you owe it to a victim to make sure that you have a confidential process. Okay, well, why don't you let the woman come forward and speak then? Again, I'm pointing this out because if this is theoretically going to come up, right, in a national election, I would imagine. I mean, as much as the corporate media is going to try to keep quiet about it, if Josh Shapiro's the pick, they can do their best, but it's going to come out. I mean, I'm certainly going to make sure it comes out. I know the Trump campaign will make sure it comes out. I would hope that some women's groups will find a soul and try to make it come out. Just a reminder, here's what Gretchen Carlson said the other day on CNN.
You know, there's a little known story about Governor.
Oh, we have the audio of that. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I got dings. Here we go.
Shapiro that's starting to gain some traction, and it happened last year when his top aide was accused of sexual harassment of a subordinate. And there were criticisms about the governor's response to this and the fact that it took so long for him to actually say much about it, or in fact for this aide to resign. Meantime, the woman, of course, was pushed out. And I think in 2024, I would know something about this after suing Fox News and Roger Ailes for harassment back in 2016. You know, this doesn't cut it in 2024 anymore. You can't put these stories under the carpet and expect to not have people talk about them. So Governor Shapiro, in my mind, should let that woman out of her nondisclosure agreement tonight, tomorrow, and possibly put out a press statement about how he maybe should have handled it slightly different. He's never actually said anything about the aide as far as any kind of criticism. And when you're running with a female candidate at the top of the ticket and you are looking for the female votes, this story could become a much bigger problem.
Well, it should become a much bigger problem. It should. I mean, as of right now, nobody is talking about it outside the groups that are trying to stop Josh Shapiro, and that's only because he's Jewish. That's it. I mean, they're not trying to stop him for any other reason. It's just that. It's just that he's Jewish. When asked at the news conference about Ward's concerns, this is the, again, Senate pro temp leader, he responded, consider the source. Okay. So, what, because she's a woman making an allegation on behalf of another woman or trying to raise the issue that a woman has made, an allegation that you say consider the source? The day before, Shapiro met privately with the state's 8 female Senate Democrat senators. One of them, State Senator Lisa Boscala of Northampton County, said later she was very confident that the administration is handling this as best they can. 2 former Shapiro staffers who were identified in the complaint as having witnessed some of the alleged misconduct told Spotlight PA they were interviewed in March by the state's Office of Equal Employment Opportunity, which investigates employment-related complaints involving most state agencies. The 2 ex-staffers who requested anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the matter said they told the EEO officer at the time that they disputed the woman's description of specific events that she had said that they witnessed. Oh, I thought all women were to be believed. I thought that all women were to be believed. And of course, now it would never be a situation where these staffers would be doubting her claims because they want to keep their jobs, their high-level jobs in the Shapiro administration, right? Because, I mean, that never happens in politics. Staffers never cover up the dastardly deeds of their bosses or their bosses' underlings. That never happens. Both ex-staffers said they were told the EEO office was going to retrieve and review their emails and text messages. Well, let's see it. I mean, let's put all this out there. Don't you think all of this should happen? Not only did she make the allegations, she said she was retaliated against. The accuser wrote that she told Vareb at one point during her brief employment with the governor's office, she was concerned about his image, as there were rumors and questions circulating about his personal life. She said Vareb told her he had been vetted by the governor on this topic and that he had promised it would not be an issue for the office. Within hours, she said, the retaliation began. They had a sexual relationship, she alleges. Let me rephrase that because I don't want to misspeak here. She also alleged Vareb discussed having a sexual relationship with her, and he acted and spoke inappropriately. And she says there were witnesses to all these things. I don't know if they ever actually had a relationship. I don't know. That's not in the article here. I'd love to know. Let's find out. Within hours, she said the retaliation began. She said she ended up resigning her job in March, just weeks after joining the administration. So this young woman was driven out of Governor Josh Shapiro's office for raising concerns that she was being sexually harassed in the workplace. I mean, Democrats have a long history of this in the workplace, obviously, going all the way back to Bill Clinton and even before Bill Clinton. But I know they have a very, but I thought we're in the post-Me Too era. You know, there's this article the other day about how for Kamala Harris now, there's never been a better time to run after the post-Me Too era and blah, blah, blah. Well, what about this woman? It is not known whether the Human Relations Commission launched a formal inquiry into the complaints. Such personnel-related investigations and information about them are generally not public under the law, but the use of confidentiality or similar clauses resolves such allegations, especially if they involve tax dollars and has come under the microscope as part of the hashtag MeToo movement. Supporters of the clauses argue the promise of confidentiality is necessary, not just to protect reputations, but to encourage victims and witnesses to come forward without fear of reprisal. But critics of the practice argue it perpetuates a harmful culture of secrecy and can prevent taxpayers from knowing how their money is being used. In Pennsylvania, taxpayer underwritten settlements have become common over the years. Between 2010 and 2019, state officials paid at least $3.2 million in taxpayer funds to resolve more than two dozen sexual harassment complaints against government and public employees. And in 2015, Pennsylvania House Democrats spent nearly $250,000 in taxpayer money to secretly settle a sexual harassment complaint against one of the chamber's longtime lawmakers. That settlement included, wait for it, a non-disclosure agreement. Shocking, I know. Now, legislation was introduced in 2017 to bar non-disclosure agreements when settling civil claims of sexual assault and harassment, but the bill did not ultimately advance. Tommy Wolf, how come? Other states have barred or severely restricted the use of such clauses in settlement agreements in recent years. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, Democratic New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, signed a law in New Jersey that renders non-disclosure provisions unenforceable in settlement allegations in cases that involve workplace harassment or discrimination-related claims. What the article doesn't say is that is because a woman came forward in his administration, she was retaliated against, and it's only because of shows like mine that her case was heard. And we talked about it a lot back then. We talked about it a whole lot back in those days. My first iteration on Afternoon Drive. So I would imagine if Josh Shapiro is the pick, this becomes a story. And is this woman going to come forward? I hope so. Is she going to be allowed? Is the corporate media going to demand? Are they going to demand that she be allowed to speak? I hope so. On behalf of all women, right? All right, more to come in our fourth and final hour. The battle over Pennsylvania mail-in ballots, the must-win state. Will it be resolved? What does the lawsuit mean? What is the next step in the court fight? Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Mail-in ballots. The date is back in court. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here as we continue along on a Friday. Yeah, it's Friday, and I'm here. You're right. You're welcome. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. Just kidding. I'm happy to be here. Not next Friday, but this Friday anyway. Next Friday, I'm off. But let's just enjoy the moment. We don't even know if we'll all be here next Friday, right? Got to live in the moment. I always say that in life. Got to be present, live in the moment. But not to get ahead of ourselves, I will be on Fox News on Sunday around 1, 1:30-ish. Don't exactly know the time, but we'll talk about it. I'll post something as I know for sure. But set your DVR. All right. Obviously, the Kamala Harris word salad, still my absolute favorite audio clip of the day by far. It's just absolutely amazing, just totally confused. And Biden looks confused. Biden always looks confused, but, I mean, just...
this is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
It's just right. It's just incredible. It's just an incredible day. But that is actually not my favorite clip of the day. I know you think it is, and it should be. It normally would be. It certainly will. It normally will be. Could be. But I just wanted to play this clip for you, too. Somebody sent this to me, and I hate her for doing it. It is Childless Cat Ladies for Kamala. And I had to watch it. I had to listen to it. Libs of TikTok posted it. And now you have to listen to it as well. Okay? Because if I'm here on a Friday night, this is going to be the punishment for all of us. One day you'll learn your lesson by making your little jokes about me being here on Fridays. Women playing
childless cat ladies creeping around, yeah. The cats on our minds, cats running around with their tails in the air, they're flashing their feline behinds. Childless cat ladies, young and old, cats are our pleasure and joys. They warm up our laps when the weather's cold, and we spend on tuna and toys. Cats can't vote, but we sure can. They need us to do it, and how? We'll take our cats to the polling booth, and we'll vote with a mighty meow.
Right. I think one's playing a ukulele. I'm pretty sure it's a ukulele. I don't know. That one woman's wearing a, appears to be a tablecloth.
Hey, diddle diddle, cat in the fiddle. Cow and a dish and a spoon. There's a crazy man with tiny hands and a mind that belongs on the moon. There's a Persian, a calico, a Maltese, a Max. All cats are welcome to us. It's a cat lover's elegy. With thanks in cat people, we put our trust. Cats can't vote, but we sure can. They they need us to do it and how. We'll take our cats to the polling booth and we'll vote with a mighty meow. Vote with a mighty meow. We'll vote with a mighty meow.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I'm sorry. That was just rude. That was quite frankly rude of me. I'm sorry. You'll never get that minute and 53 seconds of your life back, but you deserve it for making your little jokes about me not working on Fridays. This is what happens. Okay. So hope you've learned your lesson. I hope we've all learned our lesson from this. It was just brutal, man. It's brutal, but it's not over yet. It's not over yet, but I do want to play this really good clip for you. Angelina Carini talking about competing in the Olympics for her late father. She quit her boxing match after being forced to compete against a man. And, I just, it breaks my heart.
Non so se si sente.
In Italian, obviously.
Mio padre.
She says, I want to show you something. It's my father. She's crying.
Ho fatto l'ultimo chilometro perché un
she said she felt tired in Tokyo. She felt tired.
Prima di Tokyo mi sentivo stanca.
I feel so bad for this woman. Her dreams were.
Gli allenamenti sono intensi, però
training is intense. But I said, Dad, I'm tired. I'm not going to give up.
Angelina, babbo.
Said, Angelina, you're a champion.
Quando combatti è un po' come il ciclismo. Il campione quando vede l'ultimo chilometro lo sai che cosa fa? Pedala ancora di più. Allora
and
tu.
And he told her, keep trying, keep going harder, keep going harder and don't give up. And I'll always be with you. And she said, so I did until the end. I fought with blood in my eyes. Because I wanted this victory at all costs just for my father. So heartbreaking. It really is. It's heartbreaking. And women support, I mean, not women, but liberals, many liberal women support this. They do. They support this. They support this. And the white women for Harris and the cat ladies.
So I just got kicked out of a gender reveal party. Everybody's clapping, it's a boy. And I just happen to say, well, let's give it 10 years and see if it sticks. Grandma clutches her pearl. I'm leaving. The receipt's in the bag. I got them a pride onesie from Target.
Yeah, these are mentally ill people of the highest order, but not as mentally ill as this. So I saw this on Instagram. Daily Caller posted this. This is some sort of weird church. I don't really know exactly what, but it's a drag queen in rainbow, and she's praying.
Demanded too much from the earth.
Let's see if I can start this over. Here we go. I know this Instagram is a pain in the neck. Oh, come on.
We confess to the sins of racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, ableism, fatphobia, American imperialism, and Christian supremacy. Loving Creator, Holy One, and Diva of the world. May your word shine upon us like glitter under the stage lights. May it pop like a death drop in a crowded, dingy basement. We confess that we have demanded too much from the earth. We confess to the sins.
All right, that's enough of that. I'm sorry. I just had to share some of the crazy with you on a Friday night because it's been a week of crazy. It's been a week of crazy, and I just had to get out of my system. Hey, do you remember the time on The View that the ladies on The View went after Nikki Haley and questioned her racial bona fides? Do you remember that? Sonny Hostin actually did. Let's trip down memory lane, shall we?
At that time, she actually did to avoid prejudice. So I just want to be careful about critiquing her for going by.
There are some of us that can be chameleons and decide not to embrace our ethnicity so that we can pass.
Sonny,
so
I don't think that's fair.
Necessary. You know, I think if she leaned into.
A ton of people don't go by their color. Wait, serious.
I think to question someone's racial identity.
Especially him.
This is now 2 years later.
The bar has fallen so low.
Yeah.
So it was fine to do when it was Nikki Haley to question whether or not she was actually really Indian American or owned it. But then when Trump does it with Kamala Harris. It's completely outrageous and blah, blah, blah. The hypocrisy of these people knows no bounds. They are mentally ill people. There's no question about it. All right. So what do we do about mail-in balloting in Pennsylvania? You know, we have to do it. We got to do it. Got to do mail-in balloting. No question about it. It's got to happen. But what is going to happen with regards to mail-in balloting in Pennsylvania and the dates on the ballots? Okay? The dates on the ballots. That's the question. That's the question. All right? So we're going to have that conversation in just a moment. But I have one more. And I promise this is the last crazy clip of the hour. Okay? This is the last one. I promise. Don Lemon says Kamala Harris isn't African-American. Jamaica is not America. So this was when it was okay for the left to question Kamala Harris's black bona fides? I don't even know how to say it. It's awkward, but take a listen.
She's a okay. woman of color, but she is a black woman.
Okay, that's why I agree with that. I agree with that, but is she African American? No. But is she African American? There is a difference. There's nothing wrong with that. No one is trying to take anything away from her.
Let's go down into her lineage.
I think you're falling into a trap of that. All she had to do was say, I am black, but I'm not African American. That's it.
I'm not falling into a trap. Let me finish. Hold on. I'm not falling into a trap by that. When she goes down her lineage, many Africans landed in Jamaica and all these other Caribbean islands. So she could indeed be African American mixed with others. But she is
Jamaica's not America.
But she is a black woman. She
Jamaica
was born
did not
here.
Come
in
out of Jim Crow.
Okay, well let's go into Ted Cruz was born in Canada.
I'm not talking about Ted Cruz. This is not
Cuban.
About Ted Cruz. You're changing
the
subject.
I know, but you know what? We cannot. It was hypocrisy. I'm not changing the subject.
Yes, you are.
She's a black woman. I don't know what you want.
Cruz.
Okay.
Can I just say something here? I think there's two versions of this question.
No, I don't think you should jump in at all, dude. If I were you, I would just zip it and just not say a word and let Don Lemon in. Maybe she was born in a black hole, Don Lemon. No, I mean like the plane that went missing, the Malaysian airliner. He one time questioned if it went into a black hole. That's all I meant. I'm just... Anyway, quick break. When we come back, Pennsylvania mail-in ballots, the case heats up. Where does it go from here? Well, we have a long, drawn-out election season in the must-win state of PA. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along here in our fourth and final hour, thanks for being here all week. I appreciate it very, very much. Pennsylvania's long-running dispute over dates on mail-in voting ballots is back in the courts. I've talked a lot about this with my friend Linda Kearns. She want to remind you, plug for her organization. I mean, the organization that she's working with in Pennsylvania, protectthevote.org. She's spearheading it. She's doing a great job with it. Sign up, be a poll watcher, help out, do your part. According to the AP, a technical requirement that Pennsylvania voters write accurate dates on the exterior envelope of mail-in ballots was again the subject of a court proceeding on Thursday, as advocates argued the mandate unfairly leads to otherwise valid votes being thrown out. A 5-judge Commonwealth Court panel heard about 2 hours of argument in a case that was filed in May, even though the date requirement has been upheld both by the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania and the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The case was brought by the Black Political Empowerment Project, Common Cause, and allied advocacy groups against the Secretary of State and the elections boards in Philadelphia and Allegheny County, which includes Pittsburgh. They argued that enforcing the date requirement infringes upon voting rights. Why? I'm sorry. Are black people in this country deprived of calendars? Is there something I'm missing here where only white people are given calendars? The Black Political Empowerment Project, I mean, last time I checked, like people have access to calendars and dates, and they can know what date it is. I mean, you know, if you don't put a date on a check, it may be rejected. If you don't put a date on a form, if you get the wrong date and show up, like if you get concert tickets and you go on the wrong date, like dates matter sometimes. But I didn't realize there was this grand conspiracy to only let white people know what day it was. Like, this is news to me. And frankly, I don't want to live in a country where only white people have access to calendars. Okay? I'm sorry, that's not my America. That's not the America I know. True story, by the way. When I was in high school, got tickets to see Van Halen. Took my buddies there and got there on a Sunday afternoon. And the show was on Saturday. And my friends have never forgiven me for it, nor should they. nor should they ever forgive me for it. It should be something that they make fun of me till the day I die. I didn't scream racism. I screamed stupidity. I made a mistake. But no, I mean, this idea that if you don't put a date on a ballot, that that's somehow racist, that the date requirement infringes upon voting rights. I mean, you got to sign your name at the polling place. Does the signature requirement also, is that racist too? Because not everybody can use a pen. What about buttons? I mean, you got to push buttons in machines. Not everybody can push a button. It's racist. I mean, what a stretch here, huh? The number of potentially invalid ballots at stake is a small fraction of the electorate in the range of 10,000 or more across Pennsylvania in prior elections. And those voters tend to be comparatively older. Democrats have embraced voting by mail much more than Republicans since it was widely expanded in Pennsylvania in 2019 as part of a deal with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court deciding they were going to help Democrats cheat. I'm paraphrasing from the AP article, but you get my point. You get my point. More than a third of ballots cast in this year's state primary election were by mail, according to the lawsuit. Judge Patricia McCullough, a Republican on the panel, asked what authority Commonwealth Court has over the legislatively enacted rule. And the judge asked a great question. Can this court just come in and change the law because it wasn't the best thing they should have written or we don't think it has a purpose? Is that a grounds for us to change or declare something to be invalid? John Gore, a lawyer for the state and National Republican Party groups that are fighting the lawsuit, said the court would only have grounds to do so if the procedure was so difficult as to deny the franchise. He argued to the judges that the dating requirement is not so onerous that it denies people the right to vote. I disagree. Do you know how hard it is to look at a calendar, look on your phone, or even ask that machine what day it is? Do you know how challenging that is for many people? The dates serve as a backstop, the attorney said, providing evidence about when ballots were completed and submitted. The mandate also drives home the solemnity of the voter's choice to vote by mail and could help deter and detect fraud, he said. Also, it's not a big deal. It's just a freaking date. Putting a date on a ballot, it's not a big deal. Also, it's what the legislature passed, so it's the law. And the court doesn't have the right to just come in there and say, well, we don't think it's necessary, so we're gonna usurp the legislature. The Constitution's very clear. The legislature sets the time, manner, and place of the elections. All right. Now the courts. County officials, election officials say they do not use the handwritten envelope dates to determine whether mail-in votes have been submitted in time. Mail-in ballots are generally postmarked. Election officials process and timestamp them. And the presence of the ballots themselves is enough evidence to show that they arrived on time to be counted before the 8 p.m. election day deadline. No, I'm sorry. I reject that notion at all because we remember what happened in 2020. When the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said, doesn't matter if the ballots come in late. Doesn't matter if they're postmarked. Doesn't matter if the postmark's ineligible. We don't care. And we'll keep it going for days after. You want to talk about fraud? The fraud perpetuated by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court in that election is undisputable. It is indisputable. Undisputable? Indisputable? Right. Among the issues before the court panel is whether throwing out a portion of the 2019 voting law would trigger a provision under which the entire law must also be thrown out. Mail-in ballots and the dating requirement in particular have spawned several legal cases in Pennsylvania in recent years. Earlier this year, the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the mandate for accurate handwritten dates, overturning a district judge's decision. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that mail-in votes may not count if they are contained in undated or incorrectly dated outer envelopes. The justices had split 3-3 on whether making this envelope date mandatory under state law would violate provisions of the U.S. Civil Rights Act of 1964, which states that immaterial errors or omissions should not be used to prevent voting. I got an idea. What about my immaterial error by leaving work too late and getting to my polling place and it's closed? Should my vote still count? Polling place closes at what? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock? I get there at 9:15. I was hungry. I stopped for pizza on the way home, obviously. Should my vote still count? Or do you have to follow the freaking rules? During the April primary, redesigned exterior envelopes reduced the rate of rejected ballots, according to state election officials. Well, there you go. They remedied it. So what's the problem? Pennsylvania sees fewer mail ballots rejected on a technicality, and they say that this is a priority for them. Okay, great. Good. Pennsylvania election officials said that the rate of mail-in ballots rejected for technicalities like a missing date saw a significant drop in last month's primary election after state officials tried anew to help voters avoid mistakes that might get their ballots thrown out. Can I just make the point? I know you're thinking it. I'm thinking it. We're all thinking it. You're an idiot if you can't follow the rules and do this correctly. I don't want your vote to count. I'm sorry, but I don't. If you can't put a freaking date on a ballot, if you can't ascertain by phoning a friend or some weird witchcraft what day it is, maybe your vote should not count. All right, I'm just going to go out there and say it. I know it's a bold statement, but I don't care. It's Friday and I'm saying it anyway. The success of the mail-in vote could be crucial in determining the outcome of November's presidential election in Pennsylvania, when the state is again expected to play a decisive role in the contest between potentially Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Pennsylvania's top election official, Al Schmidt, said counties reported a 13.5% decrease in mail-in ballots that were rejected for reasons the state had tried to address with a redesigned ballot envelope and instructions for voting by mail. The drop was calculated in comparison to the 2023 primary election. The reasons included voters writing an incorrect date on the outer declaration envelope, forgetting to write a date or put their signature on the outer declaration envelope, or failing to insert their ballot into an inner secrecy envelope. He called the redesign an improvement and said this is why we had the reduced error rate. And he said he didn't think the drop was a coincidence or the result of a different or better educated electorate. Quote from Schmidt at the time, it's always challenging to determine causality, but I think what we have here is clear and reliable data indicating that there was a decrease in ballots being rejected because of the issues the Department of State sought to address with the redesign of the secrecy envelope and the declaration envelope. Last month's primary election was the first use of the redesigned envelope. All right, so then voters returned over 715,000 mail-in ballots, and about 7,900 were rejected. That's pretty good. So what's the issue? The issue is that if you keep rules in place, it makes it harder for Democrats to cheat. Let me say that one more time in case you didn't hear me properly. If you keep rules in place, it makes it harder for Democrats to cheat. If you have a date requirement, it makes it harder for them to go, hey, how many votes you need? What do you need? You need like, 65, 64 a vote? Hey, I'll get them to you Thursday morning. Bottom line. That's why they don't like it. There's nothing to do with race. It's not racist to have somebody put a date on anything. Just for the record, all of America has access to calendars. I see them in Hallmark stores all the time. Many of them even have cats on them. So maybe the cat ladies can buy some. All right, have a great rest of your night. Enjoy the weekend. Catch me on Fox Sunday around 1-ish. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on X, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.